Hello everyone, this is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mommy? Mostly.
Ah, more mommy issues, huh? Yeah, again, with the mommy issues.
We should do a count.
We really should keep a tally
of how many movies have we had with mommy or daddy issues?
There's far too many. We've had,
off the top of my head, Carnival of Blood.
Yes.
There was Legacy of Blood.
Yes.
There was our last movie. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. No, no. There was
Pigs. Yeah, yeah. Pigs had that.
Pigs had some daddy issues.
I know there's others.
Yeah, like, we should keep a running tab. We should all, I mean, the tab we shouldn't keep is how many of these movies can we watch before we finally decide to call it quits.
Will, I don't know what you're talking about. How could you want to call it quits after witnessing such incompetence?
Like, it makes you, I think the thing I love about watching these movies is it makes you appreciate good movies so much more.
It makes you appreciate good indie cinema.
Well, it makes you think about, like, how much goes into a movie to make it a good, a watchable, enjoyable movie, right? So, like, even shit that, like, is, like, bad but entertaining still has to do something, right?
Well,
it still has to try.
Think about all of, like, those mediocre movies you've seen that you watch them and you might forget them. Well, but just think to yourself that even those mediocre movies that you'll forget, even those are better than all of this.
Well, the movies that are like, oh, well, you know, that was okay. You know, even those are better, miles better than anything we've watched on here.
Yeah.
Like, especially this movie. Like, it really makes you, it almost takes more effort to make a movie this bad than it does to make a mediocre movie.
I mean, they were definitely trying. It wasn't good, but they were trying.
Like, I've seen amateur filmmakers make better movies than this pile of garbage.
Yes.
Like, that's sad. Like,
is it?
So, here we go. The the first movie to, well, supposed, the first movie to ever be called Gornography.
Get
which
it?
Is complete and utter bullshit.
Get it? It's pornography with gore. How clever.
Yeah, but if you're going to call yourself Gornography, which means you have a lot of gore, maybe you should have a lot of gore.
No. How dare you? How else did you get people to watch this nonsense?
You wouldn't. You'd be a podcast that watches shitty movies and reviews them. That's the only way you can get people to watch this movie.
How else would you get people to pay money to see this in a
I would walk out of the theater.
In some bullshit, like, they didn't, obviously, like, back in the day, these kind of movies didn't really, like, you wouldn't see these at your mainstream theater.
Mm-mm.
You'd see these in, like, drive-ins or things like that.
Maybe back when they had, like, would this be back when they had, like, kind of grindhouse-y stuff,
yeah,
too?
Yeah. So, like,
when you, double feature,
yeah,
gore.
Double feature stuff. So back then, like, you were taking a risk. You might get something good, or you might get this.
I think this entire podcast is taking a risk.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know these movies existed until we started watching these.
Be glad. I've opened up your horizons.
So tonight we watched the Psychosexual Claw.
That.
Or as they like to call it, Scream Bloody Murder.
Yeah, that's the title. Scream Bloody Murder.
And I almost screamed bloody murder while watching this movie.
Yeah, we were screaming murder.
I think we were, a little bit.
A little bit?
Me especially, a lot on the inside.
Ugh. This also had some alternate titles.
No, here we go.
Matthew?
Well, that makes sense, yeah.
Claw of Terror?
That doesn't make sense at all, but okay.
And The Captive Female.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but I think they didn't want to go with The Captive Female because people would have thought it was like a sexploitation thing. So they just picked some bullshit.
Like, I feel like they were kind of trying to be like almost like a sexploitation thing.
Well,
but like with gore. But like they didn't have that much gore.
well, they didn't have gore, they didn't have sex, so really what this movie has is nothing. And that's great.
No, this movie barely even has a story.
For our sake, that's wonderful.
This movie doesn't even have a plot.
Who needs that?
You can explain the plot in literally 5 minutes.
No, Will, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
There's like 6 movies in here.
No.
How dare you?
All you have to say is a fucking guy killed his dad as a kid, went crazy, and started killing other people. That's literally the movie.
But his mom, though.
Okay. Do you exactly know what the hell was fucking happening with his mom? Did he want to fuck his mom?
Yes. Yes. That's it. Oedipus complex.
He wanted to fuck his mom.
Well, it's someone brought the Oedipus complex to life. What's the story of Oedipus? He kills his dad because he wants to. He has feelings for his mom. What
to be a movie that does it better than this, though.
Oh, I guarantee there is, but we can't watch those movies.
No, because we've dedicated ourselves to torturing ourselves so that you guys don't have to watch it.
No, but you should watch it. And we will give you the deets on how to watch it.
Here's the deets on what the movie actually is before you go head first into it. So, first scene opens up and you can already tell this is going to be a fucking ride. Well, bad ride with the fucking shot we get.
I knew from the first scene that I was going to love this.
It is filmed.
It is amateur hour.
So trashy.
It's amateur hour.
Like, this, like, I don't even know what they were filming on. A really, really, really shitty camera.
It's a shitty camera, and they use a lot of, like deep focus lenses, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Where the shots always look kind of warped, I guess, to, like, give it a, I don't know, artistic flair. I have no clue.
So we get a guy on a tractor, and he's driving it, and it, like, starts breaking down.
And he gets off of it and, like, goes to the engine to fix it, and then,
he starts, like, just, you know, standing in front of it while, like...
Yeah,
just,
with a...
I don't know, he's not doing anything.
Well, no. How dare you?
But then, like, his kid...
gets in the driver's seat of the tractor, and, like, kind of looks at him, kind of suspicious, and he starts it up, and gets going.
And just mows the dad over.
Well, first, he raises the fucking, like...
the front arm or whatever. I don't know.
Was he driving, like, a bulldozer?
I don't know if it was a bulldozer. I have no idea what
it was. I don't know why, if my memory's already fading, but I swear he raised, like, a giant barrier thing. Am I wrong? He raised something.
He did raise something. Okay. I don't know if it was a barrier. I'm not crazy. But, like... he did raise something to, like, have his dad get forced.
And he, smacked the dad away. And the dad, like, freaks out. And he runs him over. But that's not enough.
And then the kid starts driving away and then loses control of the tractor. And
falls out of it?
Falls behind it, mind you.
No.
Like, this is the thing.
Not behind it.
No, I know. Forward. I know. But in the shot, he... okay. So, but in the shot... he fell to the side and kind of behind the tractor.
No, he fell to the side, but far enough to where the thing that happens in the next millisecond could not happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he falls. Like,
there was no possible way this could happen.
He falls like 2 feet away from the tractor.
And then it runs his...
but then it runs his hand over. Now, how he manages to somehow fall... In front of a tractor to where it can run over him.
Even though we saw him fall to the side of the tractor.
No. Fuck that.
We did. But there's another irredeemable scene.
I was about to say, the time-space continuum in this movie is a little off.
Broken, yeah. I would say fucking
it's so. It's a little broken. It's, you know, it doesn't abide by normal rules.
The guy has, like, a teleporting device or something.
Yes, and I guess his teleporting device decided to fuck him from a very early age.
Yeah, but, so it's to his advantage later.
Apparently. Would you call this entire movie, this entire life, an advantage, though?
No.
Exactly. Then again, who knows?
So, then the title screen comes up, Scream Bloody Murder. We get the kid sitting on his porch. He comes out of his house, like, in a cast.
And they, these nuns take him away to a mental hospital.
Yes, a religious mental hospital.
And then we see him reading a letter. He's grown up now.
Supposedly. I mean, they keep calling him kid and referring to him as, like, but he looks like a grown-ass man, so.
I'm just going to assume for the sake of the movie that he just turned 18. Mm-hmm. And that's why they released him. So, because he's reading this letter and his mom's like, I found a new husband and he's really great and I love him and blah, blah, blah. And he's pissed.
Yeah, he's mad. He like crumples up the letter and he's like, no.
Yeah.
No.
The guy's name is Mac.
Matthew.
No, the kid's name is Matthew. What's the guy's name? He calls him Mac later.
Yeah.
But he says the guy's name and he like stabs the paper with his hook hand.
Yeah.
Out of anger. And I was immediately like, okay. So not only is it a fuck mommy issue movie, it's an Oedipus thing.
Yep.
So he gets released.
He gets released. They take him back to the house, and he's like looking for his mom. Mommy! Mommy!
Where are you, mommy? He's like knocking. It's me, Matthew!
Mommy, it's me, Matthew!
Then
he gets angry, throws his like stuff on the little bench and like sits down. And just sits there,
pissed off.
And then we get this idiotic scene of a car driving up the road. Just, ho, 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 ho. They're not even talking. They're literally just laughing at nothing.
My favorite is when they stop and get out, and then one guy's like, well? And then the other guy's like, yep. Yep. Just like, I love
that dialogue, though.
I love realism in my movies. Mm-hmm. It just, ah, ha, ha, well, yep.
Look, they understand the awkward nuances between...
That's how we talk.
Communication it's between true. Friends.
You just laugh for like 5 minutes and then, well, yep.
Yep.
And then...
And then they talk about how they just got married and like, oh, you're going to take her through the breezeway and all this...
Like, yeah, you're going to like lift her over the threshold or whatever. Yeah. And... Yeah, it's they just happen to get married on the day that, you know, little Matthew got released.
Yep.
And he is pissed.
He is not happy at all.
He's looking at them and he's pissed. They can't see him.
Even though he's right fucking in front of them.
Not right in front of them. He's decently far away, but still, they can't see him until he just walks straight up to them. They can't see him.
So they start walking towards the door. Matthew walks to them. And she's like, oh, Matthew, you're here, you're home. When did you get home? Yeah.
I want you to meet so-and-so. And he is immediately angry.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Like, and she's like, oh, you can call him daddy. He's your daddy now. Like, he's, you know, he's like, and the guy's like,
no, I don't want a daddy.
I don't want a daddy.
I want it. It's just us. It's just us.
He hates you. I know he hates you.
I don't want him touching you. Get used to this. He says this a lot.
A hell of a lot. So then, like, he gets angry again, and then I guess it's just the next day.
It's the next day, and they're on the farm.
And the guy's working on the tractor. They're both working on the tractor.
And he keeps calling him sir. And the guy's like, you don't have to call me sir.
You could just call me Mac.
Yeah, everyone calls me Mac.
You don't have to call me daddy or anything.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's super chill about it. Like, he is a crazy, whiny 18-year-old, like, son-in-law.
18-year-old man-baby with a claw hand.
Yes, the stepson.
The stepson we all want.
Yes. A man-baby with a claw hand.
We all should be so lucky.
Yep. But he just doesn't care. He's, like, trying to, like, be his friend and stuff.
This is also where it does the slowest fade transition
I've ever seen in my life. Like, he just keeps calling him sir, and...
He walks away, and it does a fade transition. Now, if you've seen a normal movie, that's when, like, the shot fades, the next shot fades in from the side. Well, there's a twist on this. You see, normally the fade is, like, 1 second.
This is a good, like...
Not here.
Like, it's 10 seconds.
It's a 5 second fade.
Yeah.
Slowly being dragged across the screen. Mm-hmm. That's funny, because the shot goes still, and then it fades. Which is, I guess, representative of the movie, because everything in this movie is slow.
Yeah. It's a slow burn.
Unspeak... Yes, Will.
And I don't mean like a slow burn like it gets better. I mean, it's a slow burn like it hurts the entire way through.
Oh no, it's a slow burn, so it's too good for us.
Apparently.
It's too intelligent.
Yeah.
It takes its time. It's not a there's no cheap thrills here.
Oh, I beg to differ, but okay.
Well, there are no thrills. Therefore there can't be cheap thrills.
But this whole movie's cheap, so.
Oh. This is the we could make this, and that says a lot.
We can make a better version of this.
Yes.
So it shows the guy and his new wife, and they're like macking on each other in the woods. And creepy ass Matthew is just watching them do this with
a hatchet.
Yeah, and he's just like slamming it on the ground.
I'm thinking, how the fuck can't they hear him?
And they show how close he is. He's like right. He's almost like right next to them.
Like she like she starts rubbing his leg, and it's just thunk, thunk, thunk. They start making out, thunk, thunk, thunk. Like okay, you can't hear it. Sure, fine, whatever.
No, not at all.
Then they're like, okay, we should go inside because I don't wanna spend our wedding night like. Basically having sex in the woods.
Yep, and he's like, well, I gotta go check on the cow and make sure she didn't chew through the rope.
Okay. Now, this is where the movie officially started to kill me. So, okay. From reading the description of the plot, the vaguest, reading of it, I thought this was gonna be a movie about some crazy dude who was obsessed with his mom and wants to kill his dad. Even the description on here said something similar. That's what I thought it was going to be. Okay?
Like you thought we were going to get some like psycho shit in here?
Yes. Which, admittedly, what we got, I think, was better. Because of just it just went all over the place.
Yeah, like 6 movies in one.
But I thought it was going to be just that. Well.
No.
This is where they start, turning the dial.
So the guy's walking and like he starts hearing some footsteps and he starts like, hello, is there anyone there? And he's like starts like running away.
He can't see him for some reason.
Yeah, I don't. He could, even though he's right behind him. I don't understand.
The mom is in the house.
So the guy starts running and like gets like almost to the farm, and then Matthew like buries the hatchet in him.
Well, he like gets up against a tree.
Yeah.
And is like terrified, and then Matthew just walks up to him and just kills him. And I'm immediately like, what?
Yeah,
we're like 5 minutes in.
Yeah, this is not very far in
at all. But then they turn the dial again.
Yep. So
the mom runs out and is immediately like terrified, like what'd you do?
Why did you kill him
again? I'm like, what?
I didn't want him to hurt you, mommy. I didn't want him to touch you.
I saw him touching you. You're free now, mommy. You're free now, mommy. And they keep saying this, and she's freaking out, and
he, like, throws her to the ground.
She hits a rock.
Yeah, he, like, throws her to the ground.
Now,
hits a rock.
I want to say, this rock is very magical, Will. For some reason, this rock is perfectly shaped, like her head.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like a pillow, almost. Because she supposedly slams into this, but it's shaped like her head.
Then she does this weird thing where she, like, raises up her head and, like, does a silent scream.
And then just...
And then back onto the fucking pillow.
But that's not
enough.
Sorry,
Rock. So you're right. Sorry, Rock.
But that's not enough. When she thumps back, there's a comical sound effect.
Yeah, like... Tush.
Yeah.
Doop.
Like... And I'm like, okay.
All right.
Cool. All right.
The mom's dead. So, literally, in the first... Like, 6 minutes of this movie, you introduce a character who has a Oedipus complex, and he kills his mom and his stepdad.
I thought this was going to be the whole movie, but
and
they...
his dad. And the first... There's 3 people dead in the first 5 minutes.
Oh, they get it over with immediately.
I thought he was just going to go on a fucking rampage the entire time.
Well, not really. So, next day, he is leaving. He's at a gas station. He's talking to the clerk, and he's like, yeah, my mom is, she's fine with me leaving.
And the clerk's like, well, I'm gonna have dinner with them tonight, and I'm gonna, like, figure out why she's letting a young man like you leave so early.
It's like, okay, I'm guessing he's an adult, so.
And so we got a person pulls up to the gas station, and the guy's like, well, I want to talk to you after I get this customer. I want to talk to you more about you leaving and all this stuff.
Well.
And then Matthew's like, well, she said not to come around for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Because I don't even remember the reason he gave her.
It's like him. because he's leaving, she doesn't want to see anybody for like another couple days or something. This car pulls up, and they immediately offer him a ride.
Yeah, they're like, "Hey, this guy might need a ride. Do you need a ride? Yeah. Yeah. We'll take you wherever you want to go.
I'll go as far as like wherever you're going."
Basically. And then they are best fucking buds.
Yeah.
They are just the best of friends.
We get like this happy music and this, you know, them driving and voiceover.
And they're talking about how they just eloped and got married.
And how he's like, the first person to know about their marriage.
Yeah, because like they just went off the deep end, got married, and didn't tell anyone.
And they're going on a vacation to Los Angeles. Honeymoon, whatever.
So like they're driving and they're like, oh, that looks like a nice creek. Let's go explore it.
Let's go for a swim. It is like...
it's like a tiny little creek.
Yeah, it's like less than a foot deep.
Yeah.
You can wade in it. That's it.
So like,
Matthew, but they are like pretending like it's, you know...
the best spot to be.
Yeah.
So
that's all they could find.
Matthew's like, I'm going to just sit and watch. I don't want to like go in.
Yeah.
And so they like the guy and the girl start like, you know... wading around in this like inch deep water. She
like
water.
Sits down in it and is like, come in, the water's great.
Oh yeah. And they like start kissing, and Matthew's like, I don't like you kissing her. I don't like you touching her.
Not yet.
Oh, that's right. Do we get the hallucinations now?
Yes, we get the hallucinations first. He starts hallucinating, and these hallucinations gave me a headache.
They're these weird like red lens, but they put like a water, like a motion water, like over the
drunken goggles.
Yeah, it looks like drunk goggles.
Yeah,
but it's like his mom all cut up and stuff.
It's his mom and the dad, so he's hallucinating. It's the mom and the dad, but they're both like, they look like zombies. Essentially.
Yeah, like zombified. Yeah,
and they're like, "Come here, Matthew. Come with us, Matthew."
And they like start kissing, and like he sees like the mom and the stepdad kissing.
And then he's like,
I don't like the way you touch her. I don't like the way... And then he like picks up a rock and starts throwing it at them. Throwing rocks at them. He's like, hey, man, cut it out. That's not funny.
That's not funny, man.
And then he like starts throwing more and more. And then like Matthew goes over with a rock. All while the woman's trying to like get him off him.
Beats him to death.
He beats the guy to death. And then like...
it's like, you're free now.
You're free now, mommy.
Same thing.
You're free now, mommy.
You sound familiar?
And then he, like, she's like, no, you killed him. And he, like, chokes her.
Yeah,
and,
like.
And she's like, you're choking me. And then he, like, just, she's just dead? Oh, my God. And then he, like,
She, like, dunks her face in the water, but it takes, like, a millisecond for her to drown.
Yeah.
Or get choked. I don't know which one it was.
I think she got choked, but I'm not 100% sure. So she falls in the water and he
freaks out.
He sees his mom again, like floating in the water again.
And then we have to hear, he gets in the car, he hallucinates again, then she's in the back seat. He pulls up and starts slowly, you remember this?
Yes.
Climbing up a hill.
Like sliding.
As we have to hear over and over.
Oh, Matthew. Come here, son. Just like, I swear this scene is just insanely long.
Well, I started yelling at the screen. Just stop.
You're like, come on, we get it.
We don't have to see him climb up the whole hill, and the whole time here, Matthew. Oh.
It's like, we understand he's fucking crazy. Okay, we get it. We understand.
But apparently, we don't get it.
Then literally, he gets up the hill, and then it's in the next scene.
Yeah,
and he's just hitchhiking.
He gets in the back of a pickup truck.
And it takes him to
Los Angeles.
And
he's like on the beach now.
It's like a coastal city.
Yeah.
So he immediately walks to this woman painting just some weird painting. And he's like, "Hey, like, do you like to paint?" And she's like, "Who's asking? A friend or a customer?"
She's a prostitute.
She's a woman of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, "Well, what's the difference?" And she's like, "Oh, well, a customer, like, you know,
pays,
and then a friend just genuinely wants to know about
something." Yeah.
I don't know. It's stupid.
It don't matter.
It's stupid. So she asks him what he thinks about the painting.
And he starts telling her all this disturbing stuff.
Like how, like, there's, like, a child on fire and, like, how,
yeah,
like, mommy can't save him and stuff. And at this point, if I was the woman, I would slowly back up, go into my house, and call the police because this guy's clearly fucking insane.
Well, you're wrong. This is apparently totally normal.
So normal.
Because she's just like, "Wow, I didn't know my painting was that good.
Wow, that's great. Like, what a glowing review." Like, just stupid. So a guy, like a sailor, walks up and like starts
God.
You love this sailor.
Guy.
"Hey, babe. Hey. So I was talking to
Tony.
And
he
told me about Vera. And he's are you Vera?"
"I'm Vera." He's like, "Wow, you're really hot."
"Wow." He's like, "Tony told me you liked wine. Do you like wine?
She asks him. She's like, "Is that wine for me?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah.
Tony told me you liked wine."
Oh, God.
And then there's this awkward exchange between him and her as he's trying to buy sex. And then she,
buy sex. She just goes in.
Well, yeah, he pays her after.
Yeah. He has to get reminded. It's like barely, because she's like, "Hey, are you going to pay me?" He's like, "Oh, right. It's $10.
So she's like, "Oh, hey, Matthew, I'll talk to you later."
Yeah.
And he's like, don't do it.
Pissed.
"Don't do it." And like,
yeah, she's like, "You don't understand."
She's like, "You don't understand. You can't tell me what to do.
You can't tell me what to do.
Like, he's a paying customer. I'm going to do it.
He's a customer. You're just a friend." Like,
yeah.
Like, we'll still be friends.
He's like, "I'm still your friend." And then so they go inside.
This is the weirdest version of the friend zone I've ever seen.
Yeah.
This is the weirdest version of "let's just be friends" I've ever witnessed.
And then, so they go inside, and he, like, gets pissed and, like, starts, like, rubbing her painting with his hand.
Yeah, but and that's it, not all.
And then he, like, takes the painting and just, like, starts shredding it into, like, bits with his hook hand.
Yeah, well, shockingly, this is one of only two times in the movie that he uses his hook for anything even remotely, like, crazy.
The other is his ninja moment.
At the end?
Yes.
You mean his Star Trek teleportation moment?
Yeah.
Because my favorite.
But we'll get to that.
My favorite.
So he goes around the building, like, watches them, like, touch each other and all this stuff. And he's like, "No, don't do it." And he, like, starts hallucinating.
Yeah, like, fucking sailor is, like, touching. He's like, "Oh, yeah, baby. You got a great body.
Oh, baby. Yeah, baby. Baby, baby." I swear he says baby, like, a million times.
"Oh, yeah, baby. You got a great body, baby.
Oh, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah. You baby. Yeah, baby. Oh, baby." Like, it's fucking ridiculous.
It's dumb. And then Matthew goes, like,
just
to the side of the house.
Yeah, and just wait until night
time. They take their time. They take their goddamn time.
"Well, when you got a baby that hot, baby, you got a baby, baby. You got baby, your baby, baby.
Baby the baby.
Yeah, baby that baby, baby. Yo, baby.
Yo, baby. I got this wine, baby. We got all night to drink the wine, baby.
Yo, baby. You want to go baby this baby on baby, baby?"
Well, he babies the baby.
He did baby that baby.
And then she has to remind him to pay for that baby.
Yep. And so, I forgot to mention Matthew steals her, like, little, like, painting spade.
Yeah, which, like, apparently is very fucking sharp.
Yeah. Well, they're not usually, but okay.
This universe, they are.
The sailor walks around the corner and Matthew starts following him. And we get these awkward shots of the guys, like, glowing.
Drunkedly.
Like, and his uniform is, like, fucking glowing in the night.
I think it's because they had, like, a spotlight or something.
Yeah.
And they were just shining it on him, and that's why he looks so bright. Because it's pitch black.
So they eventually get to this bridge, and Matthew was like, hey, like,
confronts him.
Vera wanted me to, like, tell you that you forgot something, and I'm her messenger, and I'm bringing it back to you. And he's like, what did I forget?
Not yet. You're forgetting the first he, like, he's, like, talking to him, and he talks about Vera, and he's like, well, she doesn't like you. She hates you. She hates you touching her. And he's like, well...
Well, baby, that's, that's not what she was saying before,
matter
baby.
Of fact, it's like, well, that's not how I felt. Matter of fact, I think she liked me touching her. I think she loved me touching her. Baby. And then he's like, well, either way, you forgot something. Oh, what did I forget?
And then he pulls out the spade and is like...
I forgot what the fuck he did first. He, like, he cut him on his head.
On his, like,
on cheek. His cheek.
He's like, dead.
He's like, you mother. He couldn't say fucker, apparently.
Yeah. You just get these weird, awkward, like, noises.
He, like, sticks his hands out, and then Matthew stabs him in the hand, and then, like, he walks behind him. Remember?
Yeah.
It's supposed to, like...
And then, like, slits his throat.
Slits his throat. This death scene is, like... I said this during the movie. It's like baby's first death scene.
And he's like...
It's baby's first death scene.
Yeah.
It's so, like, awkward. Like, okay, he stabs him in the cheek and the hand, and then, like, he's so injured that he has to stand there as Matthew slowly walks behind him and slits his throat.
Yeah.
Like, okay. And then he takes his body...
And pushes it over the bridge.
And if you've been to Los Angeles, you'll know that, like... They don't have rivers, quote-unquote. What they have is, like, those concrete dugouts.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, you know, like, a couple inches of water. He throws him in that.
Yeah.
So you just see this, like, bright white thing. And then he takes the hat.
And just chucks it into the...
Chucks it like a frisbee.
Into the river as well.
Yeah.
And it floats on top, and then he walks back. To Vera or whatever.
He's holding the thing behind his back.
And they have this awkward conversation where she's like, why are you holding your hand behind your back? I don't like when people stand like that.
All of a sudden he's like, well, you know, are you disgusted with me because I have one hand? She's like, no, of course not. He's like, well, some people are disgusted. They don't want to be seen with, you know, a cripple.
He's like, you don't have to be with these dirty men. You can come back with me. My daddy has a lot of...
He starts... Oh, God.
A lot of money, and he has a mansion, and we have lots of servants.
Yeah, he starts telling her how loaded he is.
Yeah, because he wants to save her, apparently.
Have you seen Pretty Woman?
This is like Pretty Woman.
This is Pretty Woman, but...
With a murderer?
But perverted.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, he finds a hooker, and he wants to, like... Basically, buy her.
We should also mention
that... Buy her out.
We should also mention that, the hooker looks exactly like his mom.
Oh.
You know why?
It is!
Because it's the fucking actress who played his mom.
I noticed it halfway through, like, because... Well, it's weird because for most of the movie, you never see her face, like, close up until, like, the last 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then when they started showing her face, I was like... She looks familiar. And I looked it up. It's the actress who plays the mom.
Yep.
The difference is that when she's not the mom, she has red hair. When she's the mom, she has like a... She has black hair and it's kind of like a bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, okay, I get it. I know what they're going for. It's dumb. It's dumb.
So they keep talking about how he's loaded. He wants to save her. And she's like... I told you I'm not, like, you can't tell me what to do. Yeah. I'm not here to, like, be your, like, I'm not here for you to
You're just
me.
A friend.
Yeah.
And then she keeps asking him what's behind his back, and he's like, oh, I brought something for you.
He pulls it out very violently.
And it even does, like, the horror music. Ding! And she's like, oh, you scared me. I thought you were going to stab me. And then she looks at him, he's like, wait, isn't that mine? He's like, yes, I saw the sailor... He hated your painting so much, he cut it up with that, and he took it. And I went to get it back.
And then she's like, wow, he is a bad person.
He is a bad person. He's like, yes, he is. And you shouldn't be with bad people.
You should come with me and live in my mansion.
Live in my mansion.
And at this point, of course, he doesn't have a mansion.
No, but
boy, he gets one.
Well, the next day.
Yep, he is like, apparently.
It's funny because she's like, do you need a place to stay? And he's like, no, I have my mansion. Well, I don't know where the fuck he spends the night. Because it's the next day. And he is standing outside of a mansion.
Where did he even find this mansion?
He went to the richest neighborhood in town and was just like, I need a mansion.
And you know what? What's wrong with killing a bunch of people in a mansion?
And how lucky for him, he found the easiest mansion to get into.
With two people.
A maid, a grandma, and a dog who doesn't care.
Yeah.
A dog who gives no shits.
Zero fucks.
Zero.
Doesn't even bark.
No. One scene.
Like, I literally mean, doesn't bark.
He kills two people in front of it. He doesn't care. But we'll get to that. He's sitting outside this mansion. He runs and, like, remember he goes...
Goes to the flower pot.
And, like, rubs dirt on his face. And at first I was confused. He knocks on the door. A maid answers it. And she's like, what do you want? He's like, my car broke down. And I need to use your phone.
I need to use your phone to call the repairman.
And she's like, well, why don't you go to any other person? Where's your car? My car's down there, and I knocked on other people, but, you know, they didn't want to talk to me. Maybe because of how I look. Because of, you know, like, because his face is dirty because he has one hand. Because
of my hook hand.
And, you know, she's like, okay, you can come in. And they're going to the kitchen where the phone is. And the grandma starts yelling.
A voiceover of the grandma. Not a voiceover. Just, not the grandma.
No. It's classy.
Freddie Lee, where are you?
Where are you? I'm down here, Miss Anatole. Anatole?
Anatole, yeah. And he's like, well, don't you need to care for her? Ah, forget her. And then, like...
Yeah. It's like, who is that? Oh, forget her.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, this is the greatest maid.
So they go in the kitchen, and the maid starts, like, cutting up their dinner.
And he's on the phone, and he dials, like, a...
He has, like, the operator, or, like a...
It keeps time. Repeating. It keeps repeating the time.
The time is now, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and he's, like, pretending to talk to somebody, and then the grandma starts yelling again. She's like, come up here and turn Freddie on my Lee, television.
Come here and turn on my television.
She's like, I'm making dinner. She's like, but my favorite show is on. Freddie Lee, I need you up here. And she's like, fine.
and then she turns around and Matthew's like, sorry, but I need this mansion.
I don't even, how did it happen? Because like, oh yeah, she's like, when she's yelling... She, like, is yelling through the door, right?
Yeah.
And then she, like, turns around to tell him, and he is, like, standing there with a...
I just, like, sorry, I need this mansion. And just starts swinging away. This
is the dumbest death scene.
Yeah, because it's just literally a shot of the actor who plays Matthew swinging, and then her reacting to
her it. Her with her hands up and ketchup on her face.
But it never shows the blade connecting, no. Ever.
You see nothing connecting in this
movie. No.
Blade. It's and just her like,
violently swinging
with ketchup on her face. Okay, remember this is the poster that said gornography. My ass is gornography. All right.
And then I'm so excited because then my favorite scene is coming up.
Keep in mind during this whole scene, the dog is in the kitchen,
and the maid
nothing happens.
The maid is just screaming, and the dog just does nothing.
Nothing. Fine. He leaves. He goes upstairs. Presumably the dog follows him upstairs to see his next murder.
This dog is the most chilled.
This scene is so stupid.
I love this scene so much.
I wish this was in a better movie. This scene is special.
So he, like, walks into the old woman, what's supposedly the old woman's room.
And he, like, walks in and lunges, thinking that she's in there, but she's not in there.
She appears out of the hallway.
She appears out of the hallway.
With two canes. And just starts, like, smacking him with them.
Well, not just that. When she walks into the room, she has the canes, like...
In, like, weapon position.
In weapon motion.
And this is, like, an old, like, 90-year-old woman.
She walks in there swinging.
Just battling these... Both these canes on top of this guy.
Picture a like 80 picture your grandma. I don't care if she's alive or dead. Picture your grandma with two canes attacking a person.
Yeah, just like kind of patting this guy, like
that's what it looks like,
with canes.
And the funny thing is that at first she overpowers him.
Yeah, she gets him on the bed.
That's a tough granny.
Yeah, that is one fucking tough granny.
But it doesn't matter because he kills her. Did he choke her?
I think he did. No, he put a pillow on top of her.
Oh, right. It was even
suffocated.
It was even more vanilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gornography my ass.
But
the dog is just fucking watching.
Excuse me, Will. Excuse you. They show the dog twice during this scene. It's a picture. It is a photograph of the dog sitting and looking at something. They show it twice. First time I was not sure, but the second time they show it, I was like, that's a picture. It is still. It's a still. And then he's like, he's done. He's like, okay, dog, now it's your turn. I'm sorry. Like, come with me.
I was like, what the fuck, dude? Why'd you have to kill the dog? It's the most chill dog on the planet.
Man, you know what? I'm going to propose a hypothesis. He should have kept that dog and, like, brought the dog along with him to seduce the lady.
Yeah.
Because she would have been like, you know, he's kind of weird. He's got a hook hand. But, man, he's got a chill dog.
He's got the chillest dog on the planet. That dog is, like, fucking amazing.
Ladies love their dogs.
It's true.
He could have done that.
Everyone loves dogs.
But no.
No, I'm going to stop you. Not just ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone loves dogs.
If you have a pulse.
Yeah.
You love dogs.
You
but
fucking
no,
love dogs.
He didn't. He's stupid. And he's like, he's being very, like casual. Like, okay, come downstairs now. Like, come here. He, like, lays it on top of, like, the kitchen table. What's funny is, like, so he takes the giant knife and, like, presumably cuts the dog's head off. But it's, like, the only death that he's, like, you know, like, oh.
Upset about.
It's like, okay,
he starts, like, crying.
He's, like, upset about doing it. It's, like, well, you don't have to do it.
You didn't have to kill the dog.
They watched you murder two people. They didn't care.
Yeah. What's the dog going to do? Go
What's
tell
gonna
on
do?
Everyone?
I know. What's it going to do? Tell people? Jesus. And you don't have to worry about that in this universe. No one cares.
So then he, like, finally, like, presumably cleans up the entire house. It doesn't show him cleaning it up.
No.
But he gets out, and then he gets in his car and drives back to the artist.
Yes. And it's, well, not his car. The car.
Well, the car that I don't know if he even has a car, but
he didn't. But I guess he just fucking walked there. But he takes the old lady's car, and it's like this old, like, vintage car. He takes it to the Vera,
yeah,
the prostitute, and is immediately like, you know, like, look at my car.
I'm gonna call you Daisy. Are you okay with me calling you Daisy?
Daisy was the mom's name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he shows her the car. They take a drive to the house, and he's like,
to the mansion.
I have a surprise for you. Like, once you stay here, like, you can have,
yeah,
like, it has, she's like, can you give me a clue? He's like, it has to do with your painting.
Mm-hmm. They sit on a ridiculously long table, opposite sides.
Yeah.
Talking, like, you know, like, he's telling her basically how she can stay there and he will take care of everything. Everything is paid for. Everything's fine. And he shows her this, like, I don't know what you'd call that room.
Like a greenhouse?
It's like,
almost?
It's kind of like a greenhouse because there's, like, glass. Everything's glass. And he's like, yeah, I'll buy you an easel and you'll do all your painting in here. And it's, like, the big surprise. She tries to run away, right?
She, like, starts kind of getting creeped. Finally!
Yeah.
Starts getting creeped out.
She keeps telling him over and over again, like, no one owns me.
Like, you don't get to tell me what to do
and
stuff.
And he's not.
He's like, you can stay here. Yeah. And they, like, start, like, struggling.
Yeah.
Because she's trying to get away and she pushes them away.
They fight and,
And then he pushes her down the stairs.
She falls down the stairs and I thought she was dead.
I did too, but she's just, like, kind of unconscious. No.
She's unconscious. She wakes up and then the next scene she's tied up on the bed.
And then we get movie number 4 or 3.
This is like movie number 200.
Yeah, this is like misery.
Okay. There's a movie from several years before this called The Collector. It's about this guy who kidnaps a woman and holds her hostage in his home, and he's in love with her, and it's It's a good movie. Unlike this. But it's a similar thing where he falls in love with this woman and he just wants to make her love him and he keeps her hostage in his house and then she like tries to escape and so on and so forth. And I'm guessing the person who made this probably saw that movie at some point.
Probably.
Along with 200 other movies that he ripped off.
Yeah.
For this.
Right.
Because we have Psycho, you know, the whole mom thing. I mean, I'm not going to get into it. But yeah, he ties her up and then he goes on he starts straight up
a robbing spree.
He straight up jacks fools.
Yeah, he just runs up, grabs their wallets and jacks
them. The first scene is him like he grabs some guy in an alley and like,
oh, I want to mention there is no context to this scene.
No.
Like it literally goes from him like saying that they're going to be safe and yeah, her tied up in bed to him robbing people.
The next scene is him robbing some guy in an alley. And I mean, obviously I get it, but it's just like, okay, just boom.
He just robs a bunch of people.
Then it's like he robs a guy in a laundromat. Then he like robs some lady. And then he shows him going to like stores and he buys a dress. He buys groceries. Food.
Yeah, he buys an easel and like a bunch of art supplies.
He buys a steak.
Yeah.
A goddamn steak.
Because she's never had a steak before.
Apparently.
Those sailors never bought her steak.
Yeah, they just bought her sausages.
That's all she wanted, apparently.
Yeah. Little did she know that Mr. Good Guy right here is going to give her a goddamn steak.
Yep.
And force feed it to her. So he does all this, steals a bunch of stuff. Then he's like talking to her and he's like, look, I got you a steak. And telling all this stuff. And she's just obviously like not happy because she's, you know, been kidnapped.
Yep. And he's
how
like,
ungrateful.
I bet you these sailors don't buy you steaks, do they?
He gets pissed.
Do they?
He throws the steak.
Yep. And then the next scene, he cooks her the steak.
And he forces her to eat it. He's like, he's feeding her, like, he's shoving the fork in her mouth.
And she's like, I don't want to eat it. I don't like this food.
And he's like, okay, if you don't eat it, I'll cut your tongue out. And she's like, okay, I'll eat it. At this point, I was asking you, like, is this happening?
Yep, it did.
Is this happening?
Yes.
Nowhere in any plot description is any of this mentioned, FYI.
No.
Only the first 10 minutes exists.
Yep.
This doesn't exist.
So, he keeps, like, doing this, and, like,
eventually he leaves.
Yep, and she,
escapes. Because he ties her up so well. He
lazily ties her to a chair.
And like, she...
And by lazily, I mean he just ties a rope across both arms so that she can easily slide
under.
She
slides under. She limbos out of there.
Then we get a weird, awkward scene of her trying to climb down all the stairs.
This whole scene is awkward because she's hopping around. Her legs and hands are tied up. So she's hopping around the house. Like, a kid comes to the door selling candy. She can't...
get to the door.
Well, she gets to the wrong door, remember?
Yeah.
Which is like, okay, how many doors does this house have? Whatever. She goes to the wrong door. Then the phone rings. She can't answer it in time. Then she dials the operator.
Not 911. She dials the operator with her tongue.
With her tongue.
Yeah, it's a rotary dialer. And she dials operator with her tongue.
For her sake, I hope that phone was heavily disinfected.
Me too. So then... as soon as she gets the operator, we see a claw on her.
And that's,
on her shoulder.
He shoves her in the...
the closet with
No, not yet. Then he's trying to force her to paint.
Oh, that's right, with a leash.
She's on a leash, yeah, and she's not painting, because, you know...
why would you want to paint?
She's so ungrateful, Will.
I bought you all this expensive art stuff.
He force-fed her a steak and is having her on a leash. It's paradise. And she's refusing. And then the doorbell rings. And she freaks out again and she starts screaming. He ties her up and shoves her in a closet with all the dead bodies.
Yeah, with the old woman and the maid and the
doctor shows up and he's like, where is Miss Anatole? I have to like give her these shots every other day.
And then... Matthew's like,
I'm her nephew.
I'm her nephew. She went to,
her brother died.
Her brother died.
She went to the funeral on the East Coast. And she's like, he's like, where's the maid? Oh, she went with her.
She's like, I know you're lying. She would tell me.
Yeah, and the doctor forces himself into the house, walks upstairs, hears what's happening, opens the door. Matthew smacks him with some giant, like...
statue thing? Yeah.
He's dead.
He's like, see what you made me do with you making noise and stuff?
He threatens her again. Then she tells him eventually, like, I've been wearing these clothes, like, all this time, I need a bath.
Yeah. And so she convinces him to draw her a bath.
They're in the bathroom. She starts taking her clothes off, and he starts freaking out. He can't do it.
And she's like, oh, poor Matthew.
Yeah. She basically starts mocking him. And then he has to leave the bathroom. But he closes the door. She takes the... Like
a little towel.
The towel hanger.
Hanger.
A lot of good that does her. She, like, rips it off the wall after she has a bath, which she has the weirdest bath I've ever seen.
Yeah, where she just, like, dips her fingertips in it, and then there's, like, kind of sprinkles it over her body. So fucking weird.
Best part is she gets out of the bath, and her hair is completely dry.
So she wraps herself in a towel, hides the, like, towel hook in the towel. Yeah.
And then starts kind of seducing him.
Yeah, saying, like, oh, well, like, you said you'd take care of me, and you need to love me and touch
me. She says, like, you said you'd take care of all my needs. And he's like, no, no!
But she finally convinces him, they start kissing.
And he's like, I can take care of you. I can take care of all your needs.
And then he starts hallucinating again.
At this point, I had forgot about all this nonsense.
Yeah, right?
Because we've been wasting our time with this crap. And then the hallucination shows up again, and I'm just like, oh, right.
Oh, that's right. He was
that was a thing.
So he starts hallucinating and choking her, and she hits him a couple times with the towel hanger. And then, like, runs away because he's, like, incapacitated.
This is the dumbest scene.
This is I think you mean the best scene.
Because
teleportation apparently is a
thing sorry. In this world. I'm sorry for mocking this movie.
Yep. So she runs down and, like, opens... he's, like, up, like, two floors in a bedroom.
He's upstairs.
And he's incapacitated. He is upstairs. I still am baffled at how
she runs to the door to go out of the house. She
finally gets it open.
Opens it up.
Matthew is right fucking there. I have no idea.
He, like, slits her throat with the hook.
I don't know how he got there.
Well, I have no clue what to tell you. I seriously have no clue. How did he
fucking get there?
Well, I don't want to... The less I have to think about this scene, the better for me. Because it's so stupid. Like, they couldn't think of anything else?
No.
What? Like, okay. Did we need that?
Well, they couldn't have built, like, up some tension. No. And had, like, some... Like scene of her trying to get away, and then finally
him, like, chase her down the, you know, the street or something, anything, but he's just out there, whatever.
I don't get it, but anyway, he kills her, and then, like, he's like, no, like, what'd you make me do? Like, all he starts
hallucinating more,
and then he starts going just fucking insane.
Yeah, he runs out of the house.
While he tries
to get in the car.
While this annoying laughing is going on.
Oh, get used to this.
Yeah, because it's like the last...
This is the ending.
Like, what, 5 minutes of laughing?
Yeah. He tries to get in the car. He hallucinates that his dead mom is in there. He starts running down the street.
He, like, takes another car, tries driving around too. He
sees the mom in front of him, gets out of the car, runs into a church.
Yeah.
Starts getting surrounded by, like
hooded figures in black.
Something?
With a hook, holding a hook.
They're all laughing holding at him.
A hook in their, the hand that he has a hook hand in.
And then one of them, I guess it's supposed to be his mom.
They kiss.
He finally kisses his mom, even though it's the same actress.
And spits up blood.
Blood starts coming out of his mouth, and then he takes this hook and,
seppuku's himself.
He does the harakiri thing, you know,
where you
cut your stomach
insides out. Yeah,
well, he does it with the hook, and then he crawls up to, like, the front of the church and dies.
And then it, like, does this long, drawn-out backing up scene with, like, an organ playing. And then it finally just end scene.
Roll credits.
Roll credits.
I love this movie. If you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
Exactly.
Because we talked about this, like, this movie's, in retrospect, so bad it's entertaining. But, like when we say something is good or that we love this movie, it means we actually don't. So.
Well, this very much appeals to my personal thing. It's homegrown.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's... Someone had, like... I don't know. How much did this thing cost? Like, nothing.
Probably not much.
Someone had money and had an idea. It was like, let's make a movie. And he had this weird idea, and he did it. Because I looked it up, almost none of these actors did anything ever.
Yeah.
The director did, like, one real movie before this and nothing after. It's great. I don't know. To me, like, I'll take this kind of bad movie over something that has money.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh, totally.
Watching
any
this,
day.
This kind of failure is great.
Well, I love... So, there's something to be appreciated about directors making terrible, fucking, just awful mm-hmm. movies and thinking they're making just the greatest
yes.
thing on the planet.
Because with something like this, you know there is no oversight.
Well, that director thought he was making... Legit thought he was making a good movie.
He thought he was making, like, 20 good movies.
Yeah.
It's great.
Like, that's what makes a bad movie kind of more enjoyable.
Oh, yeah.
When the director is so serious about his own work,
mm-hmm.
even though it's shit, like, he was so dedicated that he had the follow-through to complete the movie. That's, like,
mm-hmm.
I'll take that over some guy who knows it's a shitty movie and just keeps
and just,
going with it.
He's just cynically doing
yeah.
it for a quick buck.
Exactly.
Yeah. No.
That's what makes this movie more entertaining for me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I
hated it.
Oh, yeah. I hate this thing.
But, I mean, at least it was so bad I was entertained.
Like, this is a 1 out of 10. This is trash.
Yeah.
It's irredeemable trash, but it's my favorite kind of trash.
So would that be your final thoughts on the movie?
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have any other...
No, I think we said it all. Like again, it's just like kind of a really trash movie, but like it has some heart to it. He tried.
I know.
That's what makes it more enjoyable.
I know. He did try.
The director really
it's
tried.
Just...
He failed, but he tried.
He tried in the same way that like... Oh, man. It's like a really... It's like someone who spends like has a final project in school or something, and they spend all this time doing it, and then they finish it, and it's trash.
Yeah, no one fucking likes it.
No one likes it. Everyone hates it. That's
I think
this.
That thought makes it more enjoyable for me.
No, I love it.
That like
I love,
no one.
I love failure.
Yeah,
that's
it,
the point.
It's fun watching failure.
Because that's why we started this.
Yeah.
Failure.
Yeah.
This is. Failure.
It's like the thing we wrote on our Facebook. Like, it's bad movies. We love bad movies because we love failure.
I mean, we also hate them, but...
I mean, I hate watching them. But, like, they just, again, they make you appreciate
yeah.
good movies, and they make you...
And we get a lot of laughs out of this nonsense.
Yeah, it's fun.
There were parts in this where we were screaming laughing.
Now, these movies, you have to watch with a friend or someone...
God.
Because watching them by yourself, I think they'd drive you insane.
Yeah, good luck.
I would turn it off after, like, the first
well,
10 minutes.
Well, if you were watching this alone, you would have turned it off after the beginning tractor scene.
Yeah.
It's so badly done.
Yeah, I would have turned it off immediately, but
and
having...
Like, what's funny is, like, I think about that scene. Just think about it. Simple. He kills his dad with the tractor, and then it, and then the tractor ends up mangling him. But it's like, you think in your head, like... You could easily take that scene and make it better.
Yeah.
Anyone could.
Yeah.
Like, instead of filming it in broad daylight, I don't know, film it when it's, like, rainy or something. Just some atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's just broad daylight. And, like, I don't know, maybe have more buildup.
But that would take a good director.
Yeah.
Or at least a mediocre director.
Yes. Just
not this director.
Anything. Anything.
If you want to watch it, it is on Amazon Prime. That's
yep.
where we watched it, just search Scream Bloody Murder. It's an hour and 25 minutes. I would suggest watching it with friends. But if you do watch it, let's talk about it, because I would love to go into more of the teleportation devices and, you know, how he gets around so fast and how he somehow, his teleportation device fucked him over in the beginning by teleporting him in front of a tractor.
Oh, God. I don't know why, but when I first read the description of this plot, I thought that he got his hand mangled by, like, sticking it in the engine or something.
Yeah.
I didn't think that he literally had it run over
by a tractor.
Because, again, my explanation would make more sense.
Yeah.
Because to get run over by a tractor that you were just driving is special.
So, this is also special because we've gotten a god pig and now a special teleportation horror device.
And both of these movies have parent issues.
Yep. So, let's see what the rest of 1973 has to hold for us.
Well, I'm not giving away the next one to the audience, but I know what it is. And I did tell you. But the next one does have parents in it.
Great.
Just no issues.
I see.
But it has other issues.
Okay. Probably a lot of issues.
Well.
Probably more than we can count.
It's a movie that's very special to you.
Yes. Oh, I know. I'll keep this one hidden as well. I won't post a poster of it on our social media sites. I'll let you know what... I won't let you know what we're watching, but I'll give a hint.
Post a hint.
I'll post a hint.
Post like a hand-drawn.
Yeah, I'll post a hint. Don't worry, I'll draw a shitty picture.
Let's just say the people who are in the know will probably know.
Yeah, I'll draw a shitty picture. Don't worry.
But if you don't know, oh baby.
But anyway, so for this episode, this has been Scream Bloody Murder. This has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
And we will talk to you all soon.
Mommy!
Mommy!
Mommy! It's Matthew!